13 minutes away from 10 o'clock here on ABC Central West and Western Plains. It's time to chat to one of our local vets, and today it's Dr. Andrew Denman from Orange Vet Hospital. G'day, Dr. Denman.
Good morning.
How are you?
Going well, thanks.
That's good. You were just telling me off air that apparently summertime is when you see more parvo cases. I wouldn't have thought that for some reason.
Yeah, we do seem to see, we see it all year round, but certainly in the summer, particularly dry summers, a bit dusty. The theory is that the virus just sort of comes to the surface a little bit more. But we certainly, our experience is that we would see a larger number of cases of parvovirus during the summer months than we would during the colder months.
For those of us who know that it's something bad but can't quite remember what it is, can you tell us what parvo is? It's a virus that affects dogs?
Yes, so it's parvovirus is a virus that we see in dogs, and it causes gastrointestinal signs. So it causes a hemorrhagic gastroenteritis, which is a big word for inflammation of the stomach lining that actually then gets to the stage where there's so much inflammation that you get bleeding, and then you see the secondary problems that come from the damage to that gut lining. So it's a really nasty disease, and it's very painful, and a lot of times it can be fatal, particularly if it's not treated.
It can be fatal.
Yeah, so certainly we see a lot of cases by the time they present to the vet clinic. The dogs are in a pretty bad way, and it needs a lot of intensive treatment. And even with that, some of them don't make it. So it's really it's a really nasty disease, and it really is bad for the puppies, and it can have a bad outcome, even with the best treatment available.
Yeah, okay. So where do vaccines come into the story then?
Oh, well, we've got vaccines that we use in all species, cattle, sheep, horses, cats, dogs. But certainly with parvovirus, there's a very, very good effective vaccination available. And if it's given the correct protocol, different vet clinics would do that differently. At our vet clinic, we give them at 6, 9 and 12 weeks of age. Mm-hmm. And then we would say that puppy is, and then annual boosters after that. But that dog will be covered for parvovirus. And it's a really good effective vaccination. I've never seen a dog that has followed our protocol and get parvovirus, particularly to make it extremely ill. If they did pick up parvovirus from a high viral load, the signs would be mild if they vaccinated. So it's a really good vaccine. It's readily available. All vet clinics, obviously it's the number one sort of disease that we're vaccinating against. And it's frustrating that there is a part of the community that is not aware of it, or we don't get those dogs vaccinated.
Yeah, okay. Mm. So I know that it's very important for puppies, but what about for those who have older dogs? If they haven't been vaccinated as puppies, can they still get parvo vaccines?
They will, yeah. So we do see the odd dog, that maybe didn't get its full puppy vaccination course, and it might not have been vaccinated for a few years. Because they're a bit older, their immune system is a little bit better, so they may not get as sick, but they can still die from parvovirus. It's a lot rarer. It's more puppies that have a weaker immune system. But we can just vaccinate them. We'll just start a course. So if you've got a dog that's 4 or 5 and you're unsure of its vaccination status, or it hasn't had one for a couple of years, it's a lot easier. We just give it a vaccination and we know it's going to be covered. Its immune system will respond well to the vaccine. Mm-hmm. So if you've got dogs out there that you're not sure of its vaccination status, take them into your local vet and get them vaccinated.
Yeah, okay. So look, we're talking to Dr. Andrew Denman at the moment from Orange Vet Hospital. We're talking a bit about parvo in particular, and also vaccines as well here in ABC Central West and Western Plains. We're about just over 8 minutes away from 10 o'clock. So coming into Christmas season then, I know that I've booked in my pup to kennels quite a few times, and I guess, because I moved from a farm, the first time I did it, they said, oh, well, how many vaccinations has he got? What kind of level? I was like, I have no idea. But, I mean, is this something that you see coming in? I mean, what, holidays coming up soon?
We certainly. The first thing that we see is people not planning for the dog to enter the kennel. So the kennels are very strict. Obviously, it's a really great service to make sure that not only is your dog vaccinated, but every dog that enters the kennel, you have the confidence that every dog that's going to be there, including yours, is fully vaccinated. So every kennel in the district, they would not allow a dog to stay at the kennel unless it was vaccinated. Mm-hmm. And so the first thing that we see as a vet clinic is people forgetting to plan that. And
Then
they'll ring the kennel and the kennel will say, well, actually, you know, it needs to be vaccinated.
Mm.
And sometimes the time frame is a bit short, you know. So we just encourage people, if they are putting their dogs in the kennels, just think about the vaccination status first up, and then we should be able to vaccinate them prior to entering the kennel.
Yeah, okay. So do you see quite a big influx then of people last minute trying to book in vaccinations?
Yeah, we do. Through the Christmas period and the school holiday break, we certainly see a lot more, a lot more vaccinations and a last more trying to fit them in last minute, which we always try and do and accommodate those people. And the other thing is people get caught out where they might have, there is different levels of vaccination status. They're core vaccines, parvo, distemper and hepatitis, but the kennels require canine cough or kennel cough to be included in that vaccination course.
Oh, okay, righto.
And so there are some, particularly pick on farm dogs, for instance, they might not have their annual kennel cough vaccinations, and they'll be covered for parvo and distemper and hepatitis, but when it goes to taking that dog to the kennel, all of a sudden the kennel will say, well, actually, you're not fully vaccinated. So there's a bit of a communication just with clients. So that we just encourage our clients to get in contact with the kennel, get in contact with us. We can sort it out in a 2-minute conversation, inform the owner what they need and make a booking and get it done straight away. So, so yeah, it is, if I was in charge of that in my household, I know I would not do the right thing. I'd be in trouble. So it's just really important if you're thinking about going on holidays and the dogs do have to go into a kennel, just ring your local vet and they'll be able to sort out what vaccinations are required.
Well, you guys are busy at the best of times anyway, let alone Christmas. So I can imagine you trying to fit in lots of different vaccines and run you mad.
Yes, so it is a busy time. There's a lot more allergies, grass seeds. You know, dogs are more active in the summertime. All vet clinics are busy through the summer months, but we would never turn a, if someone rang up and said, you know, I need a dog vaccinated because it's going to the kennels next week, we'd make time, you know. We can always fit them in. We'd always make time for that vaccination so that those people can get their dogs in the kennel and they go and have a good holiday.
Well, as always, Andrew, it's good to catch up with you. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
No worries. Thanks for having us.